tracing strokes back to the cradle. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Babies who are born underweight or premature may face a higher risk of stroke decades later. That's according to Daniel Lackland, a professor at the Medical University of South Carolina. He was studying an area of the southeastern United States called the Stroke Belt. Stroke rates are higher there, and factors like diet, obesity, and disease couldn't fully account for the difference. So Lackland compared notes with British researcher David Barker, who was studying a similar area in northern England.
You found areas that had high stroke rates also had areas of high infant mortality. They also had high rates of low birth weight. And if we then look and see almost that exact type of pattern that you see in the southeast.
They also found that underweight babies were more likely to have strokes as adults, even if they left the area. Lackland says that adding other risk factors can worsen the outlook.
An individual that's a low birth weight baby that then becomes an obese adolescent or an obese teenager is going to be even at a greater increased risk, and that seems to be playing a role too.
He says the study shows that poor nutrition in the womb can have effects that linger for life. For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.